Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And we say good morning to Des Cahillan. Des, it took a long time, but Shamrock Rovers got there in the end.
Yeah, in fairness, it did take a long time.
I did. I got a text from a mutual colleague of ours, a big Shamrock Rovers fan, who said that the past 3 weeks, had been like a very long labour, but worth it in the end.
Yeah, well, they deserved it, and they still have a game to go.
In front of the home crowd as well, which would be nice.
Yeah, you know. They clinched it with a 1-0 victory over Galway United. Dylan Watt scored his first goal of the season. It was the 74th minute. They had to hang on. It was a great free kick, by the way. But they wrap up the title with a game to spare. Their 22nd Premier Division title and their 5th in the last 6 seasons. They finished their campaign with a home tie against Sligo Rovers on Saturday, where they will be presented with the trophy, while at the same time Galway United must travel to face Waterford in their battle to avoid the promotion relegation playoff games. So as we congratulate Rovers on their title victory, let's also give them credit for their dressing room singing, a higher standard, I thought, than I've heard in a while. Eurovision problems could be solved.
There's even harmonies going on there. It's fantastic.
Anyway, karaoke kings. The big story in the English League Cup was Liverpool losing again. They've now lost 5 domestic games in a row for the first time in 72 years. Arne Slot's lineup now was full of youngsters, but they still lost 3-0 at home to Crystal Palace, their 6th defeat in 7 games. And Ismael Sarr scored twice in a 4-minute spell in the end of the first half, and Jeremy Pino added a late 3rd goal. Newcastle, the holders, beat Tottenham 2-0. Arsenal had an 8th consecutive victory, a 2-0 victory over Brighton. Max Daumann getting the headlines here. He's 15 and he became Arsenal's youngest ever starter. Manchester City went a goal down but came back to win 3-1 at Swansea, and Chelsea held off a second half comeback to beat Wolves 4-3. And so the quarter-final draw last night saw Arsenal drawn at home to Crystal Palace, the holders Newcastle versus Fulham. Brian Barry Murphy's Cardiff City got a home tie against Chelsea, and Keith Andrews' Brentford go to Manchester City. In Scotland, Celtic beat Falkirk 4-0 in Martin O'Neill's first game as interim manager. Sligo's Johnny Kenny scored 2 goals in the first half there. Celtic closed the gap on leaders Hearts to 6 points. Hearts held to a 2-2 draw at St Mirren. Rangers beat Hibernian 1-0. Irish international Jamie McGrath missed a late penalty for Hibs. In Italy, Evan Ferguson made his first start for Roma since the international break, but he went off injured in the game against Parma after just 7 minutes. That'll be a concern for the Irish management. In Gaelic games, it's reported Offaly GAA has passed a motion asking the GAA organisation to bring the process of ending all commercial involvement with Allianz Insurance to an end. The motion was brought by Ferban Club, urging Croke Park to end the GAA's association with Allianz Insurance based on the findings of a UN report that detailed the purchase of Israeli war bonds by Allianz Insurance. Allianz, though, they're a significant GAA sponsor, but the meeting discussed the GAA's previous track record in distancing itself from smoking, alcohol and gambling industries in spite of the cost implications to the organisation. This is based on a petition that was signed a couple of months ago by 800 current and former GAA players.
And some prominent enough, Colm O'Rourke, I think, was there, and Kieran Duff and people like that. So there was some prominent names coming out.
So when that went in, the GAA referred the issue to their newly constituted Ethics and Integrity Commission. So that's where that's at now.
When is that going to make a decision then?
Oh, well, it's only Offaly just passed. Other county boards may yet make submissions on it now that one county has. The Irish rugby team to play New Zealand in Chicago on Saturday will be named at 1 o'clock today. Jack Crowley is expected to be named at out half. In golf, Leona Maguire is 1 under par after the opening round of the Maybank Challenge. Malaysia, 7 shots behind the leader, Heijin Choi of Korea. And today's racing action is in Thurles.